Thousands of people have fled northeastern Nigeria in recent weeks amid reports of atrocities against civilians. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says it is increasingly alarmed at the rising level of violence. Nigeria declared a state of emergency in the northeast a year ago due to attacks by the militant group Boko Haram. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says the latest attacks began in mid-February.
Over the past 4 weeks, we've seen an additional 2,000 people fleeing this region into the southeast of neighboring Niger. The accounts from these people speak of real atrocities in the region around Lake Chad, which lies on the borders between Niger, Nigeria, and Chad. One woman described to us bodies being strewn through houses, floating in the water.
Many people said they were too afraid to stay behind and bury the dead or look for missing relatives.
We've had from others accounts of shooting in villages there, with women and children being kidnapped and taken away. So it's really a spreading of this horrible conflict we're seeing outside of the town and into some of the rural areas of northeast Nigeria.
Besides the Lake Chad area, some of the new arrivals are from the Borno state capital, Maiduguri.
It's hard for us to get full visibility of the situation inside northeast Nigeria simply because we don't have the access. And you have to remember that in addition to people fleeing Nigeria, you have got close to 500,000 people internally displaced inside the country. And that's according to the government's figures. So these are really very high numbers and reflect what seems to be a very alarming situation.
Since Nigeria declared a state of emergency in Adamawa, Yobe, and Borno states, nearly 60,000 people have fled to Niger, Cameroon, and Chad. Most are in Niger. About 17,000 of them are registered as Nigerian refugees. The rest are nationals from neighboring countries who've been living in Nigeria for many years.
We're working together with partners, including the International Rescue Committee, the governments of the neighboring countries, to try and ensure that countries keep their borders open. And then we're trying to do what we can to help people on arrival.
Edwards says many of those fleeing northeastern Nigeria are traumatized and left with very few possessions. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.